Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Today, I want to share with you an insight that I'm certain will help you in getting the results you want in life and work. You see, sometimes in life, we know the right things to do to get the results we desire. And when we truly and passionately desire a particular result, we apply ourselves to the truth we know, we apply ourselves to the principles we have learned, we apply ourselves to the insights we have gained in getting the result we want. However, doing this is not a sure sign that, oh, after tomorrow you are going to get results. Now, there are times that results seem to delay. It appears as if we are not getting the result we intend, or the harvest that is supposed to be a product of our actions are far to get or even seem impossible to get. At such point, people do all kinds of things. Some people give up in their pursuit. Some others decide that, oh, this thing is not working, so I'm not going to try again. And people do different things. But there's one thing I want you to do so that you get your harvest. In simple terms, what I want you to do when it appears as if the harvest that you desire, that you have worked for, that you are expecting seriously seem far to get or even impossible to get, is not to give up. The truth is that when you give up at such point because the harvest is not forthcoming, or it appears too far to get that you even think it's impossible, what you do is that the result of your efforts becomes wasted. That is, the previous efforts you have put in getting that harvest, getting the result, become a waste. And at such point, I mean, you wouldn't want to look back and find out that, oh, I planted yam, and when it was a month or 2 months for me to harvest, I worked out on the yam, and therefore, after 2 months, the yam grew into maturity. And someone, a hunter who is passing by the farm side, now discovered that, oh, Mr. Okafor left his yam in the farm, and therefore, this has become lunch for me, or you leave it for wild animals to consume them. Now, I know you wouldn't want that to become your story, and that is why I encourage you at this point. Please, even when it appears as if the effort you are putting is not producing the results you desire, even when it appears as if you are not getting the results that you are supposed to get, even when it appears as if what your effort is not yielding the results that is intended, or when it seems as if that the time it takes for you to get the result you want is getting longer than is usual, I encourage you to please persist in sowing the seed for the harvest. I encourage you to please persist and do not give up in your pursuit. I encourage you to persist and do not give up in your drive until you get to that point when you have gotten the result you want. Let me once again explain a very important truth of life to you. Life is wired in a fashion that we live based on seed and harvest. That is, there is a seed and harvest principle that underlies every single thing we do in life. Life is controlled by this principle and we cannot overlook it. So what it implies is this: inasmuch as you sow the right seed to get a particular harvest, you are guaranteed, you are certain of getting bountiful harvest at the end of the season. Therefore, please do not give up in your pursuit before the end of the season. The problem with a lot of people is that they plant seed, they water it, and they have taken care of it, even planted it on good soil, except that they do not have enough patience to wait until the time of harvest. Sometimes we say we have waited. Am I going to wait forever for the time of harvest? No, you are not going to wait forever for the time of harvest. However, you should also understand the fact that the time of harvest is not purely the time you have set. Every single seed you plant have a time phrase. There is a time lag before it grows into maturity, and then you can harvest. If you plant corn, in less than 3 months, I guess, you will be able to harvest. However, if it's cassava you have planted, it will take you more than 6 months to be able to begin to harvest. The same thing applies if you have planted cash crops like cashew. It takes longer time for it to grow into maturity such that you can begin to reap fruits of your labor and investment into them. What I'm trying to bring up by saying this is that you shouldn't calculate your harvest time by checking other people or thinking that every single seed you plant have the same harvest time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, what I encourage you to do is to please exercise patience and allow your seed to grow into maturity so you can reap the fruits of your harvest. Now, there are times that even when you expected that, oh, this is the time I'm supposed to begin to reap the fruits of my effort in this business, in this career, in this work, in this relationship, in this marriage, it appears as if the harvest is not forthcoming. And there's actually no sign that, oh, I'm going to get harvest tomorrow. One of the things that sets in at such point is discouragement. And that's why, again, I want to tell you, please fight discouragement with everything you have got within you. And I'd like to give you one weapon you use to fight discouragement at such point. Understand that life has been designed to function based on seed and harvest principle. What it means is this: as long as you sow seed, as long as you plant, as long as you water your seed, it will get to that point where it will grow into maturity such that you begin to reap harvest. When discouragement sets in, when you want to get discouraged, this is how you encourage yourself. Tell yourself, I am putting in this effort to get this work done. I know that when the time of harvest has come, when the end of the season has come, I will most certainly reap the fruit of my harvest. The most important truth to fight discouragement when your harvest appears distant is the force of assurance of the future that awaits you as you plant the seed of your actions today. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'd like to illustrate this truth I've shared with you with the life of a lady called Nigeria Queen of Blogging, called Linda Ikeji. Linda Ikeji started blogging in 2006, and for more than 4 years, she couldn't make a dime from her blogging. However, she persevered. In fact, she shared her frustration having blogged for a long time, modded and done business without making much progress. Listen to what she said. On September 19, 2010, that's my 30th birthday, I was angry and broke because having done modeling and business for a long time, I was still depressed. Today is a multimillionaire. You know about the properties she has in different places. Now, before she got to this point, what happened was that there were times she was discouraged. It was as if the effort of blogging to build audience that will now yield the money that is her harvest was not forthcoming. The point I'm making to you as I leave today is this. Please, there is seed time and harvest time. When your harvest appears to be distant and not even forthcoming, discouragement will set in. And you have to fight discouragement with everything you have got. That's why I tell you this. No matter how long it takes for your harvest to manifest, please persevere in planting the right seed, watering it, and weeding out anything that may suffocate the life, the manifestation, and the fruitfulness of your seed until your harvest becomes a reality. If you give up before the time of your harvest, you give up on your effort. If you wait and persevere, you reap the fruits of your efforts.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com, to get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books. Kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.